السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وابتغ فیما آتاک اللہ الدار الآخرۃ ولا تنس نصیبک من الدنیا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. Once again, last night's Taraweeh, this was one of the verses which if you concentrated you would have heard. Allah تبارك وتعالى talks about Qarun. Qarun, Allah Ta'ala gave him plenty of wealth. So much that just the treasures of his, the keys to those treasures, according to some riwayat, say 30 mules were required to carry just the keys of his treasures. Because those treasures, or the keys of those treasures, were huge, big keys. They used to have those big, big, long keys in those days, made of steel and metal. And so imagine just the keys, if they were so much, how much of wealth he must have got. So whenever he travelled out, he used to take the keys with him. He used to take all the keys with him, which basically means that he carried all his wealth in his heart with him. He didn't leave anything behind. He didn't trust anybody to leave the keys also. The restlessness that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives in disobedience. Very proud, very arrogant. He boasted that everything what I got is because of my knowledge. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has given, he didn't acknowledge that it was from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He used to say, إِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. So now he was told by those people who were pious, righteous, those people who were amongst them, who were obedient to Allah Ta'ala and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. So those who were obedient to them. So they used to tell him that don't be so proud and so arrogant. Now this nasihat is not only for him, now it is for all mankind until the day of Qiyamah, the Quran Sharif is. So Allah Ta'ala said, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. And seek with that wealth which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given you, the hereafter. That means use that wealth in such a way that you secure your place in the hereafter. That you get Jannat in the hereafter. You get pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in the hereafter. So you are not being prevented from acquiring that wealth, but use it in such a way that it secures you. You will able to obtain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, Jannat, the home of the hereafter. And do good or be benevolent, just as Allah Ta'ala has been benevolent to you, then you too must do good to others. That means in this wealth that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given you, it is Allah Ta'ala's benevolence, Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah Ta'ala has been good to you, that He gave this to you. So now you must do the same with this wealth. The only thing Allah Ta'ala is saying that you must not do is وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There's no time for tafsir, I'm just giving you some gist and meaning. That this is what Allah Ta'ala does not want you to do with that wealth that Allah Ta'ala has given. Don't walk on the surface of the earth with pride and with arrogance and with boast that I acquired this all because of my knowledge, my expertise, my understanding. So don't seek mischief on the land. Allah Ta'ala does not love those who are mischievous, or those who seek mischief, corruption, fitna, fasad. Allah Ta'ala does not want that. All that He wants is that you must make use of the wealth as Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. So this is what message is being given for all times till the day of Qiyamah, that Qarun, Allah Ta'ala gave him wealth. gave him plentiful of wealth. But he did not do what Allah Ta'ala wanted him to do, and that is that he must seek the home of the hereafter. Generally, this is what happens when the person gets plenty. Then what first thing is that if he is on the extreme, then he will forget himself also. That wealth makes him forget himself, forget his family, and forget his neighbors. It makes him forget even what purpose he is acquiring that wealth for. The purpose of that wealth was what? To get some kind of comfort, some kind of rest, some kind of happiness. But he forgets that too. His day and night goes in nothing but just the accumulation. And he keeps on counting, so much I got, another one property. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that which person likes the wealth of his heir more than his own wealth? Which person likes the wealth of his heir, the one who's going to inherit, who likes his wealth more than his own wealth? So the sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can a person like the wealth of somebody else more than his own wealth? His heirs are going to take it, why must he like them so much, or their wealth? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that that which the person sends ahead, that is his wealth. And what he leaves behind, that is the wealth for the heirs. Now again, we mustn't misunderstand. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not mean by this that the person must give away everything, become a faqir, become a pauper, a beggar. If that was the case, there would have been no masail of inheritance. The very fact that there's masail of inheritance shows that there's nothing wrong. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that it is better that you leave something for your heirs than that they go around begging after that. That's the meaning of that hadith sharif. So there's nothing wrong with that. But here the first thing that happens generally is that the person forgets even himself. Or he becomes very, very miserly. So the person becomes very miserly. The second thing is that the person does not spend out of that wealth. So miserly, he can be upon himself also. If he's miserly, it's not necessarily in good causes, but it can be for himself also, for his own family also. The person has become very miserly. He doesn't spend where he should be spending on the family. And the other one is spending on others, on the poor, on the needy, on the masajid, and on the madaris, and on the destitute, and the orphans, and all the other requirements of deen that are, where there's disasters to spend such causes. Now the person, if his that love of that wealth has gone deep into the heart, then he doesn't spend in such causes also. So this is another effect that it can have. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is warning. And then the third thing that can happen when the person has got plentiful is that one is not spending on himself and his family. Second is not spending on good causes. And the third is that he spends, but he spends on mischievous causes. The third one is that he is spending, and he's spending plentiful, but he's spending on causes that create fasad and mischief on land. Or he's extravagant. He's unconcerned where his wealth is being spent. So now he's spending at the casinos, at the discos, at the cinemas, theaters, rave clubs, on prostitutes, and he's spending on music and all kinds of haram entertainment. So now he has got, and he is spending, but he's spending in places that cause fitna and fasad. So Allah Ta'ala is warning that don't spend it in such kind of places. If Allah Ta'ala gives wealth, then seek the home of the hereafter. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to earn correctly and then to use it correctly. Before we spend also, we have to question ourselves, is this cause where I'm spending permissible or not? Doesn't mean it's our wealth, my wealth, so I can spend as I want. Who are you to tell me where to spend? We are Allah Ta'ala's slaves, and we have to ask Allah Ta'ala, where can I spend and where I mustn't spend? Some places it is better to be miserly than to spend. In certain causes, it's better that you are miserly. If a son comes and says, give me 100 rand, I want a ticket to go and watch one production, haram production, or 200 rand. Now at that time you say, I'm not giving you 1 cent. So now if he doesn't give 1 cent, it sounds like the father is miserly. But that miserliness is better than being too charitable at that time. May Allah Ta'ala give us a proper understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah and tawfiq to implement it in our lives. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.